Hey folks, Eric from Hit Subscribe here, and this is another edition of our weekly live stream Q&A that I do about freelancer questions. This week's question is kind of a funny one. I mean, I guess not funny to somebody asking this, but it is, how do you respond to somebody saying that freelancing isn't a real job? So, I mean, that strikes me as like kind of a little bit odd. I guess the off-the-cuff response I have is maybe you should consider having like less aggressive friends. That seems like a very, I don't know, rude or strange question to ask somebody in like a social context. But you know, in all seriousness, I think what we're getting at here is there are very few, or what I'm getting at here is there are very few like venues where I could see this sort of line of interrogation being justified. So like if you're at a cocktail party and somebody, you tell somebody that you're a freelancer and they say like, that isn't a real job. I don't know how seriously you have to take that person. You know, if it's like somebody on the internet, definitely don't take that seriously. You're in some forum and they tell you it's not a real job or whatever. You know, I don't know, maybe if it's like your family and they're supporting you, you should take that kind of seriously. Like you know, or freelancing and you're living with your parents and they're saying, you know, get a real job. There's probably something going on there. This isn't really the style of content that I like to get into, but, you know, if it's a spouse or a partner or a breadwinner or somebody that's kind of throwing shade at you about your freelance practice being somewhat moribund, there is a real issue going on there, but I don't think that's probably much worth talking about here. So, what I'll address is what I think is going on in the context of this question, which is sort of like the idea that freelancer as like a resume gap, like, so the idea being, you know, you get fired from your job and you, you know, freelance or you're a consultant because you're unemployed, and it's just a way to like kill time on your resume. So like maybe the question is more like, how do you avoid being perceived as, you know, freelancing when you're really not doing anything? And I think that's kind of a, you know, a real and legit question. So I'm assuming that's really the meat of what we're talking about here. Not so much that like freelancing isn't a real job, but like maybe if you're in an interview sometime later for a job and there's some skepticism about the freelancing stint on your resume, like how do you play that? How do you address that in general? So let me talk through that a little bit. And I think, you know, it's important to understand, I guess, in the context of the question, like, is freelancing actually a job? Like, is it a real job? And the answer is kind of yes and no. So yes, it's a job in the sense that people give you money in exchange for labor or whatever. There is an income and career component to it. So, you know, it's a job in the sense that if you're doing it right, you're going to, you know, have an employer, which will be you. And when I say doing that right, I think I'll do it up here. Like, I've been asked whether you should incorporate before. And if you're going to freelance, yes, you should incorporate. And then you have an employer, and that employer is the corporation that you founded. So if you're doing it right, yes, you have a boss, you're doing work for money. Or I'm sorry, you don't have a boss, you have an employer, which is you. You're doing work for money. It has some of the trappings of, you know, a regular job. But no, it's not a job in the sense that you don't have a boss. You're not doing a traditional like salary W-2 type of arrangement. You have presumably multiple clients instead of a single employer. So there are things about it that are different. I guess on balance, if, you know, in the most common case of freelancing, and the one I would advise, you go out, hang out your shingle, you start a LLC, and then you do work under the umbrella of that LLC. Do you have a job? Technically, yes. Like if you're filling out paperwork, you know, for the doctor's office or wherever, and they ask who your employer is, it's going to be the name of your LLC. What is your job title? I don't know, probably founder, president, whatever you want to call yourself. So it is a job, but it isn't a job in the way that you're probably used to. So when somebody is saying to you, freelancing isn't a job, if you want to be super literal about it, you could say like, well, you know, I do have paperwork to the contrary. I have a business and that business employs me. Or you could concede, yeah, well, yeah, no, it isn't a job. That's the whole reason of, you know, leaving the workforce in a standard like wage setting and going to work for yourself is because I don't want a job. So, you know, it's different than a job. It isn't exactly a job, but it's kind of a job. And I'll say, if you're doing it well, nobody will confuse you with being the kind of like dilettante that is just putting that on your resume because you're doing nothing and you don't want to write nothing on your resume. If you're freelancing well, you will have a solid book of business. You'll be doing a lot of work. You'll have, you know, money. So people won't think that you're just loafing or whatever. I think, you know, so why don't we look at what successfully freelancing would look like in terms of having a resume entry. So like, in other words, say you were going to quit your job and go freelance for a couple years and then re-enter the workforce interviewing for another job. What should those 2 years of freelancing look like for you to have sort of a, let's call it a paper trail to delivering some kind of value and being a real participant in the economy or what have you? So some of the trappings, I guess, of this business would be like, you know, a website. You would probably have an email address for your website and your practice. You would have incorporated. So marketing and operational oriented types of activities. You know, there would be some record of you on the internet. So if you go and like look at my site from all the years that I was an independent consultant, deadtech.com, that site had a blog. Like, there was some evidence of, you know, presumably, I like to think, authoritative content. So there was evidence of the website itself and its existence. You could fill out a form. You could do a sales call with me. There was content that I was putting on the website. I was holding forth on different opinions and things that pertained to what I was doing for a living. So if somebody had gone back and audited it, you know, they could at least see that there was some indication that I was at least set up to do business. And, you know, you in general, that could be broader. You know, you might be going and giving talks, you might have a podcast, I don't know what, but like some kind of marketing apparatus, something to indicate that you were creating a funnel to bring in business for your business. You know, that's sort of on the marketing and sales side. On the like service delivery side, during this time that you're freelancing, you would presumably have some clients that would pay you. So I guess if pressed, depending on the venue, I don't know that I would present this to a prospective employer, but like if pressed, you could show like bank statements or accounts receivable or invoices or something to indicate that you were actually billing people for money. If you're running your sales and marketing through like a gig site, like an Upwork or something, I assume that produces some kind of paper trail you can showcase of like how many gigs you've served or whatever. So a labor brokerage like that might be a pretty solid indicator that you have a past work history there. I never participated in one of those myself, so I can't speak to it, but I feel like, you know, you got 5 stars on Upwork or whatever, that indicates that you're doing something for somebody. You should also not just have like that track record, but ideally you would have clients that are willing to give you, if not references or if not testimonials, references. So if you are interviewing for that job 2 years on, the idea would be that you could probably produce some clients that would say, yes, I did business with this person. I exchanged money for goods or services, if nothing else. Ideally, they'd give you glowing reviews, testimonials as to, you know, how much value you delivered them or what have you. So when you are doing business properly as a freelancer, you're building a network of like contacts, clients, people that you've served, people that you've helped, people that would speak well of you. So that's a telltale sign that you're doing something that works. Along those same lines, you would probably want to ideally create some kind of portfolio or sample of work or something like that. So if you're, you know, if you're doing work like custom app dev, like a lot of the people who would watch this would probably do, that can be tough if you're doing a lot of work under like a non-compete, non-disclosure. You're not supposed to like share anything about it. You can't very well like put up samples of work you were doing for the Department of Defense or whatever. But there are a lot of places where you can do that. If you're doing like website builds or if you're, you know, designing logos for people or whatever, you can maintain a portfolio of that. If you're doing something that's a little, I guess, more under wraps, I would say potentially opportunistically look for things that you could showcase. So, you know, maybe as part of what you're doing for that client, you're contributing to open source in some way. Just look for opportunities to do things that you can actually publicly showcase to create kind of a trail of breadcrumbs that like, yeah, hey, I was out there, I was helping clients do stuff, because that's pretty valuable. you should also, or you could also, I should say, like work with subcontractors or employees. It might be a little bit more on the advanced side, truth be told, like not every freelance practice is going to result in enough inbound business that you can actually pay other people to work alongside you or hire them or whatever. But if you're hiring people and able to produce that paperwork and that track record, you're clearly starting a business and doing something. So that's a pretty clear indicator that you're doing something legit. This one's a little bit more subtle, and you know, there's a danger here that I'll get to in a second, but you should be able to speak intelligently about the different business functions that go into running a business or practice. So it doesn't mean that you have to be an expert, but if you ran an actual freelance practice for 2 years, you probably paid taxes, you probably hired a CPA. There's a pretty good chance you made quarterly estimated tax payments. You probably wrangled some kind of CRM, customer relationship management. You probably had some kind of process for doing sales calls, some kind of tool that you used, like a Zoom or something, some kind of pitch deck that you created for your sales process, and so on and so forth. So sales, marketing, your operations, your finance, all of that stuff that goes into having a business or a practice. If you have done a freelance practice for real and you haven't just been twiddling your thumbs and playing video games, you would be able to speak somewhat intelligently about that stuff, if only to describe who you hired to be your CPA for tax purposes and why. But you should have some experience there. And if you have done this in earnest, then you shouldn't have imposter syndrome about that experience. You don't need to be an expert in the tax code to say, like, well, you know, I went out and asked my friends and family for a recommendation for a CPA. Here's why I hired the one I did. Here's what I paid or whatever. You know, your experience, however limited, will be real. And the average person who has never hung out a shingle and just worked a salary job probably hasn't hired somebody to do business taxes, probably doesn't know what pass-through income looks like or self-employment tax. These are things that you will become acquainted with. So just having that experience, that knowledge that you'd be able to speak to, you know, becomes pretty obvious if you're in an interview or, you know, why ever you're being grilled on this, if assuming it's some kind of legitimate purpose. The caution that I want to give here, however, is if you are indeed just playing video games and loafing and trying to fake like you have a business, it's going to be pretty obvious to anybody who is interviewing you for anything meaningful. Don't try to fake this type of experience. You'll just wind up seeming pathetic. You'll say things that are subtly wrong, but to anybody who knows what they're doing, which you know may well be a lot of the type of people that would be interviewing you, you will just come off as pathetic and you probably won't even really realize you're doing that. And I'm not saying that to give you a hard time. I'm more saying speak earnestly about the experience that you do have. Don't have imposter syndrome about that, because not a lot of people have any experience like that. But on the flip side, absolutely don't puff it up and manufacture it. So if you went out and just asked your dad for a recommendation for a CPA and then hired that CPA, and that was the sum total of what you did, just getting that paperwork alone, discussing the self-employment tax and all that, that's enough. You don't have to pretend that you conducted some kind of RFP for CPAs and that you, you know, got deeply involved and that you could do, you know, a K-1 on your own or whatever. Like, you don't have to pretend it's stuff like that. And I wouldn't, because it'll, you know, be fairly obvious. So, you know, that kind of rounds out my thoughts. There's not a ton to say here, I think, because, you know, I don't know how seriously I would take a question like this. There's only a very narrow band in which if somebody, you know, back when I was like doing freelance work, if somebody had said, well, that's not a real job, there wouldn't have been too many people from whom I would have taken that as anything other than like a strange insult or something and just kind of, you know, ignored or said something unkind to or whatever. The only real thing I can think of is somebody who's qualifying my work in some way, a prospective client, a prospective job or something. And I don't see them phrasing it that aggressively. Like, truth be told, if you are interviewing for a job and you have 2 years of freelancing, even if the person thinks it's freelancing, they're probably not going to say, like, this doesn't look like real work or something. They'd probably say something more open-ended, like, you know, tell me about your freelancing. What were your clients like, et cetera? You know, they probably give you rope with which to hang it yourself, not like accuse you of, you know, malingering or whatever. So, you know, in the end, I guess, how would I respond to someone saying freelancing isn't a real job? And, you know, I'd probably say, like, yeah, I mean, guilty as charged, man. That's why I left the workforce. I didn't really want to keep working a salary job. It's not a real job, but it pays and it's a thing that I do. And, you know, I'm not sure what you want from me. So anyway, hopefully that helps. That's a little bit more lighthearted subject matters maybe than usual. It's kind of strange, but I can see, you know, more than just the person who asked this question, maybe asking this question. Maybe it's the kind of thing that you're worried that somebody would grill you about, even if you don't have any actual experience being grilled that way. If that's the case, hopefully what I've said here prepares you to answer that. But, you know, in any case, I wouldn't really expect a question like that. People aren't out there accusing you of not having a job. It's just probably most people don't care enough to do that. And in context where they would, they probably won't be that rude. So I wouldn't worry about this question. But, you know, if you do stumble across it, you know, hopefully some of this helps. And I will catch you all next time.